This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was rushed to the hospital early Monday after feeling, quote, abdominal discomfort that doctors found was caused by an intestinal blockage, his office and medical team said. Bolsonaro, who is 66, was on vacation at the beach in southern Brazil when the pain started, leading to a rushed evacuation to Sao Paulo in the presidential plane. The far-right leader has had a series of health problems since being stabbed in the abdomen during the 2018 presidential campaign that brought him into power. His office said in a statement, quote, the president is doing well. Further details will be released after his medical bulletin is updated. His doctor said, quote, he is stable, undergoing treatment, and will be reevaluated throughout the morning. Two armed drones were shot down at the Baghdad airport on Monday, a U.S.-led coalition official said. An attack on the anniversary of the 2020 U.S. killing of a top Iranian general. There were no reports of damage or injuries from the incident, which was also confirmed by an Iraqi security official. The official with the U.S.-led international coalition fighting the Islamic State group in Iraq says the airport's defense system engaged two fixed-wing so-called suicide drones. Quote, this was a dangerous attack on a civilian airport, the coalition official said. The Iraqi security official said the drones were headed toward a U.S. base at Baghdad Airport housing U.S. advisors. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, although one of the wings of the drones had the words Soleimani's Revenge painted on it, while another had words reading Revenge Operations for Our Leaders, according to the officials. This is VOA News. A fire that ravaged part of South Africa's parliament, engulfing its chamber and threatening national treasures, has been brought under control, firefighters said on Monday, as police confirmed a 49-year-old man has been charged with starting the blaze. Flames broke out around 5 a.m. on Sunday in the oldest wing of the Cape Town complex, triggering an inferno that crews battled throughout the day. No casualties were reported, but the damage was catastrophic. The blaze began in the wood-paneled older part of the building, a section that houses South Africa's first parliament and some of the nation's most cherished artifacts. It then spread to the neighboring New Assembly, where legislators currently meet. A parliament spokesman says the roof of the National Assembly had collapsed. He said, quote, the entire chamber where the members sit has burned down. Yemeni rebels have seized an Emirati-flagged vessel in the Red Sea. The insurgents and a Saudi-led coalition said on Monday, giving different explanations for the latest escalation in the seven-year war. The coalition, fighting in support of Yemen's internationally recognized government, said the vessel was carrying medical supplies, but the rebels said they seized, quote, a military cargo ship with military equipment. The coalition has been fighting for nearly 7 years in support of Yemen's government against the Iran-backed Houthis in a conflict that has displaced millions and created the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. A coalition spokesman said, quote, the militia must promptly release the ship or the coalition forces will undertake all necessary measures and procedures to handle this violation, including the use of force if necessary. Passengers stuck on a cruise ship in Lisbon's port for 5 days due to a COVID-19 outbreak began disembarking early on Monday, focused on clearing the final hurdle of a negative test before boarding homebound flights. The Ada Nova, carrying more than 2,800 passengers and more than 1,300 crew, had docked in Portugal's capital on Wednesday. The ship was en route for New Year's Eve celebrations, but its German operator decided to cut the cruise short after COVID-19 was detected among what it said was a fully vaccinated crew, 52 of whom tested positive between Wednesday and Friday. By Monday, 68 positive cases, including a handful among the passengers, had been detected. Passengers who had tested negative in the past 48 hours started to disembark before dawn and were being transported by bus to the city's airport in an operation expected to last most of the day. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.